Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Wellington City Recorder Gracie Steele. And we're going to talk about Pioneer Days that's going on out in Wellington. It's always a lot of fun. Of course, this year, a little different, but everything's going to be a little different this year. We're kind of easing back into it. So, Gracie, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
How are things going out in Wellington?
They're going really good. This year's theme for Pioneer Days is a great place to hang your hat.
So we're going to have all kinds of hat-themed stuff going on, I'm assuming.
Yes. So the parade Saturday night is wear your best hat for a chance to win some prizes.
So that's going to go on. But let's go back one day. Let's talk about what's happening on Friday night.
Friday night, July 23rd at 7 p.m., is the Wellington Roundup Rodeo. If you have any questions, please call 435-650-9820.
Okay, and so do we know, are we just looking for entrants right now, or have we got entrants?
We have some entrances, but we still are looking for more.
Okay, and then everything really, it's all about what happens on Saturday, isn't it?
Absolutely, we are looking forward for Saturday.
So what time are we kicking off, and what we got going on Saturday morning?
We have the booth and the vendors all throughout the morning, and then later in the afternoon, we have Jefferson Montoya, who's actually a local from Carbon County originally, and now he's lives in American Fork, Utah. He's performing at the park, so come listen to some live music.
And that'll be fun, and that'll kind of go on all through the day. Is that what's the plan?
Yes,
is?
He has a couple hours set. So
okay, and then we're gonna have is the parade in the early afternoon, or when is that gonna take?
So this is a little different this year. The parade is at 5 p.m. inside the park.
Okay,
it's just a walking parade, and the theme is a great place to hang your hat. So there are prizes for the most unique, exotic, and creative hats.
So get those hats out, even if you have to build one, and go out there and have fun. What else we got going on Saturday?
At 6 p.m., we have a free dinner to the first 400 people provided by the Cowboy Kitchen. They are having pulled pork sandwiches and their famous cowboy beans.
Okay, so we've got that going on. And then that evening, what are we going to wrap up with?
We are wrapping up with a movie at dusk for the family. So bring your own lawn chairs and blankets in the park.
Do we know what we're watching yet?
We do not yet, but it's going to be a great movie.
Big, big surprise, right? So, and the one thing that you were saying is you're still actually looking for vendors right now, aren't you?
Yes. So we're looking for vendors and donations. If you want to help, please call the city office at 637-5213.
Okay. So once again, this is all going down the 23rd and 24th Pioneer Day. A little different this year. I'm not having a bigger parade this year, and I'm assuming did they usually do fireworks?
We usually do fireworks, yes, but with the state ordinances issue.
Kind of backing off this year, and that's okay.
Trying to save some fires.
That's okay. So once again, if anybody has any questions, where can they find out more information, and do you guys have like a Facebook page or anything like
that? Yes, we do have a Wellington City Facebook page and a website, but you can also call 435-637-5213.
All right, we've been talking with Gracie Steele, Wellington City Recorder, all about Pioneer Days, kicking off on Friday night. What time's the rodeo start?
7 p.m.
So get on out there, get your best hat, and have a good time with Pioneer Days, the 23rd and 24th of July in Wellington City. Gracie, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, we can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.